Shalom and Aleph in the Gemara. So, Mantana, the Baal Mishtabba. So, if the Baal is Mechuyev, the Gemara says, to provide her with the Kabbonis, so then it's like she owns it. When the Hafrosh of something of the Baal would really accomplish and have the same status as the Hafrosh of something which was hers. At least it's a Morse somewhere right now. Somewhere it says, Amr Bchistam at Rabbanan, this is only going like the Sheet of the Rabbanan. These are letters of Yehuda, he, and my Tate of the Tir Be'eder, or Mishtabalo. Friend of Yehuda, part of the Hischaivus of the Baal, when he gets married, is to provide Rabbanas for the wife whenever she needs. So when she's Mafreshish Behema, it will have the equivalent status as if she was Mafresh her own Behema. Where is this Machlakus? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr. We had this in the dorm, right? That Adam may be carbon usher al ishtoi. V'chein kol carbon usher she chayevis shakasim lo kol achrayis the isloch alai mean kamis to not. So he feels that goes into the chiyubik suba. He's mechay from himself to take care of all of her needs. So the woman on herself really is an aniya. She doesn't have any property. But the Baal is mechuyev to provide the kabbonis, and he has money. So the kabbonis he has to provide for her have to be kabbonis of a carbon usher. And the scenario is where there's a difference in halacha between a person who's so yoledis. The kabbonis have to be she doesn't have any property. She's yoledis. So she should bring a korban aniya. No, she can't bring a korban according to Yehuda. She can't bring a korban aniya because she has all this property available. She has all of the korbanos of the husband, the money of the husband available to her because she has that shibud on him. Okay, so that's what the more.
But if you have a situation of. If the woman has her own funds, is the husband obligated to provide a korban? According to that, she's obviously.
According to Yehuda. I don't know. That's a good question. She would have a shibud on him still, yeah. I think so. It was not because she doesn't have her own. Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi Amar Yehuda. Rabbi says, like you saw in the Rosh and the Mishnah, we can argue in Afil Tamer Behuda, Ki Meshabed Lo B'Milsa D'Sricha Lo, B'Milsa D'Sricha Lo, Loi. He only meant to be Mechayev himself based on the fact that she needs. So now that it's Nisbar that she doesn't need, he never, that's something which Kila was a Tanai in the original Nesina to her that he's not being Mechayev himself. So you're left with it's become not a korban. Okay, Ika the Amri, some have the same conversation, a little bit different version. So Mantana Omer of Chistur Yehuda he. The Tana is Rabbi Yehuda. The Bechim Meshaber Lo Bilsa the Sricha Lo Bilsa the Sricha Lo Loi. So, Zot the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi's argument is correct that he's only Meshabed himself to something which he's going to eventually need. And since over here by the Nazira, then she doesn't need it, he never meant to give her that right to the Korban to start with. The Rabbanon, Lema Shabbat lo klal. So, but the more according to the Bonan, what do you mean she was mafresh his korban? The words are making his she has no power to mafresh his behemoth. According to Behuda, she has the power to mafresh his behemoth. But once this is barred that there was no need, so the hafrasha wasn't hafrasha. According to the Bonan, the Mora says, "El hechi dami de mishabel lo." So, according to Bonan, how would it be? Or we have here says the Mora, "Ve el hechi dami de mishabel lo." It's not a ella on the statement of Rav Chista, but saying, "Okay, fine, it's shot in the mishnah, fine." But according to Bonan, it's fair to ask: is there any hechi timsa where she could be? It could be. Kagan the actor law. So if he marked it to her, so then she has a right to be mafreshit. So the more became an atalah, havi the nafsha. So he'd make a kinyan to hers, then it would belong to her totally, and then there'd be back to the other din of the Mishnah. But the case of the din of the Mishnah that it's his behemah, but she has a right to be mafreshit, is only shaykh according to Behuda, not shaykh at all according to Rabbanah. And that Rabbi said, "Omer, I feel a tamer rabbanon. Ki makdin lo nami beilsa tzicha lo beilsa tzicha lo loy makdin lo. Even the rabbanon that we could say the case could be that he came along and gave it to her b'matana because there's no shibud, so he has to give it to her b'matana. We could give her to b'matana tonight. And was that true? We could say that there could be a unspoken assumption that that's what his tonight was." She says, "You know, dear husband, I need an animal for a korban." He says, "Okay, take that animal for a korban, no problem." But he only meant to give it to her if she needs a korban. If she doesn't need the korban at the end, he never meant to give it to her to start with. So it's a matana with a tanai. And that's an automatic assumption. So Rabbanan could agree to the din of the Mishnah. So that's a rush. Matan of the Baal, lo mishabed lo. So, that it doesn't become totally hers. That's the Rabbanan. So Rav Chista Rabbanan, he'll call much lo hefilo according to Rabbanan till the afora hitilo mishaloi maybe a kaparosa. So he's marked it to her, and she can use it to bring her kapara. And but he hefilo b'milsa lo tzricha lo yaktilo. And then since it's a haknoa, which the Rabbanan do. And that's the Rabbanan said that the husband does. So once it's inspired that she doesn't need it, so he never meant to be makdis. Because these are not the Behuda, he keep the Mishtabalah, but Tanai Ksuba, according to Behuda, it's part of the Tanai Ksuba. If so, Habidlah, Ki'ilu Hifrisha Mishallah, according to Behuda, it's like that Frasha was her behemoth. Other maybe Karmanosha or Alishtai. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the husband brings the korbanos for the wife, he has to bring a korban osher. Well, she doesn't have any property. But since kimin shehu meshubed lahavi korbanos chaveseha hu osher, tzarich lahavi aleha korbanos osher. So it's his responsibility. So it's almost as if he replaces her in regards to the dinim of hafrasha, and he has property, so he has to bring korbanos of an osher. And the Mishnah, the Yehuda continues and says, any korban which she has a chiyav to bring, so that's the din. She's chayav v'chatas to an osham, or a case of zilva yoledus u'mitzaras u'naziris of nadorim and adobis loy. He's not mechuyev to provide her with nedarim and adobis. We don't argue. She's mechayev. She makes a neder, and now she's mechuyev during a korban. Okay. Well, he said, I'm going to cover all the korbanos that you're chayev to bring. So he should have to provide her with the korban nedav or neder. We don't say that.
The nazir is like that. So that he is a parabafara.
Okay, so one second. It's a good question. Let's see the rush. The rush, I think we'll explain it. Achimash Yishami the Ksumas Parak Nahra, Kamar Hasim Afilo Achal Chaleb Achal Shabbos. So more extends Rabbi Yehuda's din. Kachmona Sheikh Yavis. So I think maybe the means dafka is something which sort of came upon without her, right? Azava is she didn't make herself with the Azava, Yoledis. Right? It just happened. It's something which she did, maybe he's not Mechuyib, he's even Mechuyib that. But the example that it gives is Karban Chatas. The Mashadaka Karban Chayva. Abel Nadar Mazab is Enel Chayiv. Now, the Rush says, why is that? Because Shema Takni Tenu, so if so, that he'd be Mechuyib to provide Nadar Mazab is. So they might have a fight. He will irritate her. She'll say, great, every day. Netter. Corbin, right? Now, Zatiraj, what do you mean? I'll be Sheikh Labal, the Hoffer. The Shuman, the Rabbi, Shabin, the Rabbi, the Ika, Hevson, Mammon. So now, we saw the Baal's right to be made for is Ini Nefesh. There's no Ini Nefesh over here. Because just offering a korban. Well, there's also the Baal's right to be made for because of the Rav and Shirin and the Menorah, which has to do between the two of them. Well, this does because she's taking away his money. So, what are we worried about? We're afraid Shema Tidur Betifra Kadam Sheishma. So, since she has a shibud, so she'll make this commitment and she'll grab the korban. And bring it. Now we have a case where a person was busy and he only had to land the day to be made for her, so she makes sure that he hears about it half an hour before Shkia and he's running out to Mincha. But she's not going to do that with him with Naziris because she's got to, as it were, pay for it. She has to live as a Nazira for the period of time with all the limitations of being a Nazira. So that, we're not afraid she's just going to use it as a vehicle to get back at the husband. She did it because she really wants it. So that's part of the husband's responsibility to provide her for the ability to function like anybody else in Klal Yisrael. Okay. Now, that phrase, that's talking about previous chiyuvim. So, how does that fit into what we're discussing over here? That sounds like if she had a chiyuv prior to the marriage, he has some responsibility. But he doesn't have responsibility. So, what does the phrase mean? Hagar is Rashi Perka Makabel. Kishana Megarish Ishtoi. This is actually the main language of the receipt. And he's divorcing her. And prayer looks so when he's paying the ksuba. So Kesebis loy shiver. The woman writes a receipt to the husband that he's taken care of all prior responsibilities. Because the boy, he's kabal the ksubasi, I've been paid the value of the ksuba. And all other responsibilities that the husband has, that she has a claim on the husband, have been received. So the Rebbe Yehuda understands that to mean that anything which comes in a Christ for the woman is transferred to the husband. That's part of what happens when he divorces her, that now he's no longer chayv. That's Rashi's girsa. And some have a different version. So now it's not the woman talking to the man, it's the man talking to the woman. I mean, Kishalim Noisa Isha, talking about he's marrying her, Kaisib law, Kaisib Zal Loshan, he writes this language in the Ksuba, Umakabal Allah, Kalach Rai Shi Chayevis, and he's undertaking to take care of her responsibilities. With Afa Karbanos Chavasel, and Dharma Dabas, the Philip Bishan, so Enochai Kishan Precious. Now, Kenim Lopsabo Akla, Kadim Jnasa, the husband taking over all of her responsibilities, that should include financial responsibilities as well. So if she owes money, he has to pay for it. So she comes into the marriage with some debts. She had borrowed money to eat. So the husband doesn't have to pay for that. The tabele avdule, that he's only doing responsibilities for that which is there is some element of benefit for him now. Because he should function normally. She has the various chayuvim, that she should be able to function naturally and normally, so that's what he's being mechayev himself. And that's something which was there from beforehand. So Rabbeinu Chananel's shita is that if she's lost of ochla, if she would borrow money to provide for her needs, the baal has a chiva to pay it back, because the baal's rights to her property are equivalent to that of a yoresh, and a yoresh pays back the debts of the morish. But that's only on the property that he gets from her. When he takes the property from the wife through the marriage, he becomes the equivalent of a yorish. So now he has the responsibility to pay her debts from those nechasim, like any yorish who gets the property of the let's say of the parent, and he has to pay back the debts of the parent from that property. We don't say that the son, who's quite wealthy, and the father passes away, the son has to pay the father's debts from. Even the father's property does not cover the amount of the debt. That's not true. So, and that Mishim said to Lekeach, Avu Minchasav Loi, that which he should have to lay out from his properties, he doesn't have. Now there's a gears over here, said to the Malva. We don't want the part of the rights of the Malva is when he lends money that the Sheba goes onto the property, and even if the property is now transferred to somebody else, a yoresh, or the chiddush over here, according to the Menachem, is even when he marries her, he gets the equivalent status of a yoresh while she's still alive on the property that the malva has the right to collect on that property, which is by the baal. But he has no sheba to pay out from his nechasim. So that's by a havah. That's by. We assume that he wants a wife who will be able to take care of her spiritual responsibilities. So he's mechayev himself to cover that. So Rav Chista said in the second version, according to Rabbanon, the only scenario which would be mechayiv, that she could use a carbon of the husband's, would be that he'd be makted to her. That his carbon would be, his animal would be a valid act of hafrash on her part. It must be the act of that he made a specific act of being makted to her. Once that's true, it's hers. It's like as if she was mafresh it from her own money. It's like the Rosh. Lo mari shikdu lo karmen asel. The tzarich nazir resume. The case wasn't that he said, "Oh, you're a Nazira here. I mean, makti this animal to give you the animal you need, the animals you need for your Naziris." So the Rosh, in that case, He said, oh, I see your Nazira, great, here are the Kabbalahs. I mean, even, he just said great. He didn't even say the word great, but here are your Kabbalahs. He's saying, I want it. So that's a Hakama. And that's too late. Can't be made for Ella Mikvar. It has to be a case where this was there from. So the Rosh says that the it was an arrangement, it was like a standing arrangement. He says, I'm not Mechuyiv, I am going to be makted to you, and I'm putting a standing das, whatever you need, you can go take. When you take, you're taking it, it becomes yours. I'm being makted to you. So it's more if it's yours, it belongs to the woman. So then, it should have been in the next case, the mission, when she's mafresh from her own animals. That's what Rav Chista said. And Rabbi said, no, we could argue that he did not mean, even though that's true that he was makted to her, but he only meant to be makted to her because she needed it. Once there is a hafora, there's no need. That retroactively indicates that there was a hakno. Samela, you put it back into the eder and everything is wonderful. Okay. Okay. Something more. Chatama Beis. Third line. Im shaloh ha'yisa behemto. If the animal was hers, chathis tamis or elo tikore. We said the chathis has to die. The elo is brought as a korban. So where's him and all those? So where does she get anything from? How does she have her own property? Whatever she owns belongs to the husband. So Mar gives two answers. So he provided her with X amount of money for Mizernis, and she skimped on some of that and saved the money to buy the carpet. A outside party was marked this money to her. Or the animal actually even, but he gave it, speaking out that I mean only be marked it to you in such a way that the husband does not get rights over it. So in that case, you don't say much of Kotzi, it's a Kanabala.
It's a dip with the Torah that anything that she gets becomes the boss.
Is it the Raisa? Pasha is not the Raisa. But it's the Imamanis, so once it's in effect, that's the arrangement. That's the arrangement. That will have the. It will function on the Raisa level.
Why? Well, I guess the ownership functions on a Raisa level.
Right.
The arrangement is a Rabbanan arrangement that triggers the Raisa status.
Because it's the Imamanis.
So that's how you can put in a Tanai like that without an issue being a Tanai is contravening to the Torah.
Right.
What? That's not Jonathan asked you.
It says it's in the rice. It says in the that which much of constitutes a kanabal is that it's in the rice. So there's no pasuk which is mechayev it. The Chazal set up that this is the arrangement. This is Chazal's understanding of the arrangement. But with any moment, it's concepts. When the Chumash sets something up, I guess it has the equivalent status of the rice because hefker based on hefker, which is in the rice. Okay, now, so there was one rush over here. She came to me, Timsuma, me, Zenosea, Bohisira. She just ate less and she left over. So Tais has a cash like this. She came to me, Tosa. It's good. So whatever she's the neat, his chiv is mazarnis. She says, I'm not hungry today. Okay, fine, so I'm taking my money back. No, no, I get a certain amount per day. Well, yeah, but only if you use it. Most of it is the Baal. So what is it? How?
Only if you use it.
So this is two terutzim. Let's go to the second one. The first one is Tomar Hechatim, where the husband just basically they switched. He's not going to provide support, and she's going to keep her own Maaseh Yadayim. Then she said, "Fine." So what we had over there was that a woman is expected to provide a certain amount of thread. She has to spin a certain amount of thread per day, and in return for that, he's a chiyuv to provide all of her mazonos. That's if she provides more, he also provides her with extra money, spending money for other things that she wants, and that's part of the chiyuv ksuv also. But that corresponds to if she does extra work. When he says he Maaseh Yadayim Mizanasayich, he said, "Listen, you keep your Maaseh Yadayim, and I will provide mizanas." She says, "No problem. She'll take it and she'll sell it again." That's all referring to the standard amount. When she does extra, that's a separate arrangement, and that could still be in place. The extra goes to him, and he has to provide her with the maw of the this amount per week that she has for extra spending money. So see my siyadayim from mizanas ayich. Let you keep your my siyadayim, and I won't give the mizanas. If she agrees to that, so we're still talking about the basic amount of mizanas. So we have, and the answer is yeah. But then she decided not to eat all of it, so she now has enough to provide for her needs. So she ate a little less. She kept the money because that was arranged anyway that she's keeping the money. That's just his first there. So that's, we're talking about arrangements. By tears of Ram, Zok the Ram, you got the more that whole Gemara Moshe Mizanus Labal. You're misapplying it in our scenario, a case where the woman is provided X amount of money to eat, and she decides to eat a little bit less and keep the money. That's not the more Ksubas. That she has the right to. That's our Gemara over here. So what's the case over there? Well, Holderman Moshe Mizanus Labal, Shana Kitzel or Kavla Kach Dinorim LaShabbos. So at the beginning of the week he said, listen, or at the beginning of whatever, he said, I'll give you X amount per week. Who's the Mazarnas? So the market dropped, and now she can get the amount of mazonos that she needs to eat normally, which is what the Baal was mechayev himself, with less money. Based on that amount, there's enough for her to eat in a way that she's satisfied. But Hosir, there's still money left over because the price dropped. That belongs to the husband. So even though he said, I'm going to provide $50 a week, $100 a week, and now that she can get the same amount that she was getting for $100, a full amount to be able to eat for $70, she says, great, $30 is mine. No, that $30, the husband was, he chaim himself X amount, $100, because that's what she needed to be able to eat in a normal way. Now that she can get there for less, he's not mechayim himself more than that. So that money goes back to the Baal. She just ate less. Shalhuzo mazonis. As a kimso pichso mipia. Shalocha kadei soveya. She ate less than enough to satiate herself in order to have the money. That's definitely belongs to her. That's an argument. Okay. So the mishnah said oila tikarav oila b'shamim tikarav. It's brought as a Ashlamim, it doesn't need lechem and it's eaten for one day. Amale Shmuel Lavua Bar Ihi. So the person's name was Avua Bar Ihi. And he said this phrase, Latesa Bakarech Adamartali Hadomilsa. And I want you to sit down. So you explain to me the following. So I guess in the story that don't make yourself comfortable. Don't make yourself comfortable until you clarify this point for me. I need you to focus in and give me an explanation on this. So where are the four scenarios that you bring the korban, the aisle for the shlomim, the el nozer, the aisle for shlomim, but you don't bring bread with it? What are those four cases? Okay. Now, so we have. So the Mora is going to go through what the cases are. So the Mora is going to give you the phrase and go through each one of them. Shaloi v'shaloi, his and hers. Shalach misa, shalach kapor. Okay. Shaloi hodamorin, the case of that we have her animal, shaloi. And there's no lechem. It's our mishnah. We said the behemah is hers, and then the baal is made for her. So the lach is she brings the korban shlomim, but not without lechem. So that's our mishnah. Is a case, and it's referred to in this phrase as the case of shaloh. So this is what I'm assuming that is what Avuah. So Shmuel presented the cryptic statement shaloh shaloh shalach mishnah shalach kapora, and Avuah Ihi said, okay, fine. So shaloi is this mishnah over here. Shaloi, what's the case of shaloi? So is the following mishnah. It's not ish maderes beno ben nozer. Beno ish maderes es beno ben nozer. So the father has a power to make his son into a nozer. But and the woman doesn't have the power at all. This is dinner on the father. But even though the father has the power to make the Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah is a valid Kabbalah for the son, in place of normally the person has to be Makabal and Naziris on their own. Here the father could be Makabal and Naziris for the son. The son has to be agreeable. Or, and the other members of the family have to be agreeable. And therefore, Gilach, if the son went, then he cut his hair. Or shall Gilchu crave him, or the relatives cut his hair. Micha, or if he just protested, or shemichu crave him, or the relatives protested. So the naziris is batal. Now, what do you do if already? Meanwhile, the father already had been mafresh or korban for the son. Hayolamos stumim. So it's not retroactively that there wasn't a Naziris. The Naziris of the father was a Naziris, but there's a power of Mechua which works from that point onwards. So therefore, the Hafrasha that the father made on the money for the Naziris was true, because at that time he was a Nazir. So you cannot take it back, but you can't use it for Naziris. So you use it for Arlis Ketzimiz Be'ach. If it's Tumim. If it's Mefarashim, if the most Mefarashim, he already had designated which money is for which korban, for the chatnas, for the oil or the shlomim. So then, the may chatos, the value of the chatos, the money for the chatos, you have to throw it into the Yom HaMelech. It's equivalent of a person where the person had a chiyuv korban and now he was niskaper. There's no need for the korban anymore. So chatos, it's kippur b'leva acher, then it's mesa. So if you have money, like Rosh said in the Mishnah, you throw it into the Yom HaMelech. Because it's equivalent of misa. You bring an oil with it. It's a valid, it's a regular, normal korban. Use it for shlomim. But you'll tell me to shlomim a day and a night, not a day and a night and a day. Only one day, not two. There's no lechem. So that's the case of shaloi. The animal of his animal, not her animal, his animal over here being the father. So the zero said he undertakes with the son is compelling, but once the child is moicha, it becomes botel.
How long does he have to be
moicha? Well, you see him over here, it means any time during the Naziris. He already started being a Nazir, then he's Moshe, it's a bottle. It looks like from the Gemara. I don't remember, I don't remember for sure. It's a Mishnah later on. When we get there, it's more clear. We're talking about the child here is over Bar Mitzvah. And that's the father's power to Kabbalah should compel the child is a Kiddush, but we're not being Mechadish that you don't have to be a Bar Mitzvah.
He is a Bar Mitzvah,
and this is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that the father, more either it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai or from Pasuk that the father has this ability, but it's only with the consent. The Kiddush over here is not the father can force it upon the child. The Kiddush is the father can do the Maisa Kabbalah, which is necessary in place of the child, but the child has to be agreeable.
And it's upper edge.
You know what? I don't remember. We'll get there. It's not so far away. Mishnah. Yeah. That's the case of quote unquote shalom. It was the case of now we said two. We had two more statements: shaloi and shaloi and shalom. So shalom is our Mishnah. Shalom is that Mishnah. And we had shalach misa and shalach kapara. What's the case of shalach misa? Minolan, what's that case? The Tanya, a mavish most in his Yerusai. So a person is sets aside the money for the commandments.
What?
Regular nozer sets aside.
Shalach misa.
Yeah. Person sets aside money to use for his kabbonis. Regular nozer. So that money is usher behanoa, but below merlin behan. There's no meal on it because one of the conditions of meila it has to be kachi Hashem. And one of those animals over there is a shlomim. And a shlomim does not have a din of kachay Hashem because the bialim has a schus in it. The only place that there's me'ila by the shlomim is after your mark of the korban and you do the whole process, then they murim. Since they go on the Mizbeach, they get a status of kachay Hashem. So at that point and onwards, the parts of the animals go on the korban. Become kachi Hashem, and there's a din of meal on them. And we go on the mizbeach, or come kachi Hashem, and there's meal. But until the point of after the zrika, there's no meal on a shlomim. Well, this money, any part of the money could be had to be used for shlomim, and therefore there's no din meal. Doesn't bring the. It's an isser hanoah because it belongs to Hekdish, so the isser is there, but the din of meal is not there. Okay. Now, What?
What is there?
I can't hear you.
What is there is there?
It's Isser Hector. It belongs to Hector. You can't take something of Hector's and use it. Mace. What?
That's what you mean.
Yeah. So Mace, now let's say that the person who's mafresh the money for the Naziris. Now the person was mafresh the money, and before the Naziris, before he brought the Kabbanis, he died. And he had set aside money for the purpose of the Kabbanis. So if there's Stumim, he had not designated which money is used for what. So then Yipul and Adava. So the money is used for an Adava. Let's say Moshe for Russian. He designated the money. So Dvei Chatas, Yelch Yama Melech. He don't need for the carbon anymore. That's the case of a Chata Shemesa Bala. The owner had died. It's this equivalent of the, you had the animal as a Chatas, and the owner died, the animal was Tamus. Since it's the money instead, you throw it to Yama Melech. So Dvei Chatas, Yelch Yama Melech, Loi Lan Henin, Loi Merlin. There's Isser of Hanoa. There's no dinner meila because you can't call Kachi Hashem because it's not being used for a korban at the end. So there's no dinner meila. The person would be moral in its person would be over this having a noise. It doesn't have dinner meila. Okay. So the money for the oil you use for an oil, and therefore umarlin behen, that money there's the meal on it. It's money set aside to bring out a carbon oil, which is Kachi Hashem. So the money is Kachi Hashem. The may shlamim, yiviu shlamim, yachol mi yom echad, v'en enturim lechem. So the same idea. You bring it as a carbon, but you don't bring lechem because that's only if the person is a nazir. There's no nazir. He's not a nazir anymore. Or there's no nazir here. The nazir is not here anymore. Shlach kapara is svarahu. The case of shlach kapara. So again, I'm assuming this is all Avu Bar Ihi talking, responding to Shmuel. Is it, you know, what does this mean? So this is what it means. So this is the source. The case of shlach kapara means that he had he set aside animals. He became a nazir. Set aside animals, and then those animals got lost. And he used other ones. Then he found those animals. So these animals now are kabbanis of a nazir, but after kapara, they're after the process of the naziris has been finished. So I have no mission which says it, but it's logical. Shalach misa my tam lachaz the kapara. Now shalach kapara nami hold lachaz the kapara. The point of that the nazir died. Why are we precluded from being in the kabbanis after the nazir died? Because there's nobody here who needs a kapara anymore. So you can't bring a korban which a chatas which is for purposes of kapara. And somebody who doesn't need a kapara anymore. So if that's true, well, once you brought another animal for the kapara, it's the same thing. Shach kapara nami, hold the chas of the kapara. So that's the four cases. The more is going to ask, there's another case besides that. That's the next question. Now let's hold the rush.